Now, today's question is one of my favorites. As you know, I have created many podcast episodes about portfolio building. And today we're going to tackle the question, how can I build a strong portfolio that showcases my lettering skills to potential clients, and when is a good time to start? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business, from struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer. I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Welcome back to Open Studio. I'm Martina Flora, your host, and today we are continuing with this special series of episodes where I will be answering the most frequently asked questions that I receive from you. Questions related to how to get started with lettering and how to monetize your skills and how to build a career as a lettering artist. So regardless of whether you are into lettering or not, all of the insights and stories that I'm going to share with you are easily applicable on any other craft that you're interested in. So before we dive into this episode, I want to remind you that I have put together a guide where I answer all 10 questions, the 10 questions that I will be answering throughout this series of special episodes, and that you can download today so that you don't need to wait until I deliver the next episodes and you can have your answers right now. So you can go ahead and go to martinaflora.com/guide and download the guide where I answer your burning questions about lettering. So you can find the complete guide again with all 10 questions on my website, martinaflora.com/guide. Now, today's question is one of my favorites. As you know, I have created many podcast episodes about portfolio building. And today we're going to tackle the question, how can I build a strong portfolio that showcases my lettering skills to potential clients, and when is a good time to start? So it's never too early to start building your portfolio. And I personally recommend to start building your portfolio from day one. Yes, the earlier, the better. So instead of practicing, and this is my personal recommendation. Now, here's the mindset that I want to share with you. That instead of practicing, which I know that many of us have, you know, learned that from early on, we learned the concept of like, hey, in order to get better at something, you need to practice. So instead of practicing and accumulating a collection of unfinished pieces, I want you to start by treating every new piece as a professional project. This means defining parameters like it's a professional project. Things like defining what the purpose is and for which audience is meant, and setting also a deadline for the project. So setting up a deadline is super important. So what I'm proposing you here is that you work with a briefing. Every professional graphic artist, every client work involves a briefing. That is a document that states, what is the project that we need to create? Who is it for? What do we need to communicate? And some of the requirements of that project, like number of colors and the style in which that project needs to be done, right? And so I want you to treat every project like a professional project. And once it's done, you upload it onto your portfolio. Now, I personally used this strategy early on my lettering journey as I was building my career as a lettering artist. So this way I was, you know, every time I started a new project, I treated it as a professional project and I gradually built a portfolio. And by the time I was ready to launch my career as a lettering artist, 50% of the work was done because I had a portfolio populated with lettering pieces that I could use to showcase my skills and to build authority as a lettering artist. Now, I want to give you a pro tip because I know that what stops many lettering artists to use kind of like a briefing for their projects is that they are clueless about what to draw next. So I have created a tool, which is a free tool that is called Lettering Maker. You can find it on letteringmaker.com. So that is lettering, maker.com, which is a free tool that I created to help you and other lettering artists generate professional briefings, automatically generate professional briefings for your next lettering piece in one click. So there is different modes, and you can go and check it out. Is again, letteringmaker.com. And there's different modes. So you can use the beginner mode, the advanced mode, the pro mode. And that in every mode, you will increase the complexity of the prompts and the briefing. And the lettering maker also provides you with a text so that you, no minute goes wasted while thinking about what is the text that you're gonna draw next. Right? So I want you to, if you're clueless about what to draw next, and if you're clueless about what a professional lettering briefing looks like, then I really encourage you to use this tool so that every time you sit down to work, you have a series of parameters, a series of limitations that help you create a lettering piece that feels and looks professional. As you start building your portfolio, you will want to curate projects that demonstrate various styles and applications. So your portfolio doesn't need to show all of your work. It just needs to show the relevant pieces that can help you immediately connect with those you can better help with your work. There are many elements to creating a portfolio, but here are the ones that are essential. So one of them is a selection of work. Include case studies for projects and explain the design process, the challenges you face, and the solutions you implemented. So for instance, if you showcase a lettering project for a beverage brand, and you will need to detail how you approach the project and the final result. I always say that it's not only about showing the pretty picture, but also about giving insights on what is the creative mind that created that pretty picture. So by providing details on how did you approach the project and how you arrived to that results, you give potential clients insights onto what is your way of thinking, what is this creative mind that is behind the beautiful work. So make sure that you give context to all the projects by including mockups or photographs of the final product. Another thing you want to include in your portfolio, which a lot of artists oversee, is your bio. So after the homepage, the bio or the about page is the most visited page of your website. And that's for a reason. People are seeking great talent, but they are also interested in the human factor. They want to know, is this person nice to work with? Are they reliable? Are they kind? Are they communicative? What are their values? You know, people want to work with people, and therefore your bio should give testimony of that. Testimony of that you are a human being and that you have a story. And I see many artists making this mistake, the mistake of skipping the part of speaking about themselves because they're introverts or they feel that the work should speak for itself. But let me tell you something, it doesn't. Your work doesn't make the work of telling others what your values are, what your story is. So I want to prompt you to elaborate a detailed bio, including details of your journey, your values, the type of clients you can better help with your work, and other details that you consider relevant. Also, I want you to include a profile picture and make sure that you include client testimonials. There's no better way to speak about yourself than other people saying how great you are and how great is working with you. Contact information is another thing you want to include in your portfolio. If they cannot contact you, they will not be able to hire you. And this is what you want. Make your contact information visible and accessible. Include it on the footer of the page, on the menu, and also on the about page. Make it pop together with a call to action that says, contact me. Lastly, I want to tell you that you can create a professionally looking portfolio with just a few clicks. You don't need to know how to code or how to create websites. You can use available apps that make it very easy for you to start your own website. So make sure that you start your portfolio earlier than later, because by the time you want to start monetizing your skills, by the time you want to launch your career as a lettering artist, if that's what you want, you will have 50% of the work done. So I hope this episode will help you or will motivate you to start building that portfolio, to start treating every new lettering piece that you create as a professional project so that you can start populating that portfolio with beautiful pieces of work. Now, stick around because on the next episode, I'm going to answer the question, what is the importance of branding and marketing for a lettering artist or designer? And if you cannot wait, you can have the answer right now, right away. You can go ahead and download the guide that I have prepared for you with the answer to all of the 10 questions that I will be tackling throughout this series of episodes. And you can go ahead and download it right now and have the answers. You can go to martinaflora.com/guide and download the guide for free. Other than that, thank you so much for joining me today and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.